Members of the committee were disappointed by BAZ Chief Executive Officer Obet Maganyura's presentation when he told them that BAZ had shelved the licensing of community radio stations in order to first complete the local digitization process. Maganyura said BAZ has been tasked by government to coordinate the digital broadcasting migration and it was therefore unable to license community radio stations at least until March 2016. This did not go down well with Makonde lawmaker Kindness Paradza, who told him the absence of community radio stations was increasing Studio 7's popularity throughout the country.
The effectiveness for the pirate radio stations, UOA Studio 7, don't you think it's bad that this is because of the absence of community radio stations? They are very popular in the rural areas and people listen to them. And ZBC, because of transmission problems, is not able to reach all these other areas.
Uzumba lawmaker Simbane Otamudarikwa bemoaned the delay in the licensing of community radio stations. He said in his constituency, people relied on foreign radio stations as they cannot access local radio stations.
People of Zimbabwe are able to broadcast from Zimbabwe via other countries and then seen by everybody. Then you are irrelevant. But in our home area, we rely on Mozambique, Mabasanjinube, because I think their equipment is better than yours. And also, your equipment relies on ZESA. You read about load shedding that you have got so many days when there is no electricity. So you are just broadcasting to yourself in your house.
Muganyura admitted that lack of transmission in all parts of the country by the local broadcasters had created an enabling environment for foreign radio stations. He said this would be addressed through digitization, which would see the erection of 48 transmitters to cover the whole country.
Through the digitalization project, as I put it earlier on, we are going to renew the FM national transmission network. We are going to deploy new equipment. And then even after deploying that new radio transmission equipment, we are going to fill in all those gaps. So it is a matter that is actually being attended to.
Muganyura said BAZ has no capacity to block the foreign-based stations from broadcasting into Zimbabwe. He expressed optimism that they would soon get equipment to monitor all broadcasts in the country. He also pointed out that television stations such as Yada, run by Walter Magaya of Prophetic Healing and Deliverance Ministries, were illegal as they are not registered with BAZ. But Gutu South lawmaker Paul Chimeza said it was no longer necessary for BAZ to seek to control broadcasting, but should adjust to the advanced technology which now allow people to broadcast from anywhere. Muganyura described the 28 community radio initiatives in the country as groupings without any legal standing, but lawmakers objected, saying these were genuine initiatives that were being frustrated by BAZ. Chairman of the Zimbabwe Association of Community Radio Stations, Gift Mambipiri, told Studio 7 that failure by BAZ to license a single community radio station since its inception in 2001 is a clear indication of lack of seriousness on its part.
I think that marks a very sad day for media freedom in our country. In fact, what they just said there is simply acceptance that they don't want to license community radio stations, and that has been their intention. But what they are failing to realize is the more they try to close the space, the more they are exposed thanks to technology.
Zimbabwe has a three-tier broadcasting system comprising national, local commercial, and community broadcasting. Currently, the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation, Zimbabwe Newspapers, and ZFM Stereo are licensed to broadcast nationally, while 8 players recently obtained local commercial broadcasting licenses. No license has been issued for community broadcasting. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.